If you drive south on Interstate 25 heading toward the Colorado-New Mexico border, right around mile marker 40, a flat-topped peak in the distance begins rising above everything else. That's Fisher's Peak, and it marks a new named state park announced mid-September. It's just a few miles south of Trinidad, a city built by coal mining and farming. In the past decade, the town of about 9,000 has been struggling to find a foothold in a new economic reality. The question is, can a 5-million-year-old peak help level out the economic peaks and valleys? KRCC's Tracy Wall reports.
It's just busier than half. The biologists have been here.
When I first met Troy Lagarde at Exit 8 off Interstate 25, just south of the Trinidad Walmart, he's wearing a black cowboy hat. He tells me he used to be a bull rider. He's been the ranch manager at the Crazy French Ranch, which includes Fisher's Peak, since 2012. The land is now being transferred to the state.
The elk are all from right there at them aspen, that way. They're trying to find their breeding points right now.
There are biologists on scene tasked with helping to transform this from private property to a public park by 2021. They're doing a survey of the flora and fauna and have to figure out where to put roads and buildings while conserving the natural beauty. During the nearly 40 years that Evelyn Young owned the ranch, private outfitters led hunting trips here, and Lagarde says it was overhunted.
Evelyn used to do pretty good. She used to probably get 15,000 an elk. That's when it was ranching for wildlife. But then she put in some private outfitters and they hurt it. But it's gonna come back. You know, we just gotta give it time, just like everything else.
Lagarde drives up a twisty dirt road. It's so steep in some places that the Jeep is angled sharply upward.
So we'll get off right here and we'll walk to the top so you guys can take a look.
The peak just above tops out at more than 9,600 feet above sea level. Trinidad sits at about 6,000 feet. Yeah, scale is hard to tell up here. The Spanish peaks over there in the distance just look like little bumps.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's Trinidad Lake State Park,
yep.
Right? And then yes, back into La Vida up there past the...
So if you just did it as a minimum of 35 people a day...
Cy Michaels heads up the City of Trinidad's tourism board and is the owner of La Quinta Inn and Suites. There's a wall-sized picture of Fisher's Peak behind the check-in counter. She pulls out an adding machine to show just what the park could mean for the area.
Times each one of those people are going to spend money for camping or for lodging or for food. You'd say each person spends a minimum of $300, because if you're here for 2 days, then you're probably looking at just that is a $3.8 million influx.
Trinidad has always had a boom and bust economy, and this isn't the first time the city has tried to widen its economic base. The closed New Elk coal mine, for example, opened to much celebration in 2010. 2 years later, most of the 300-plus workers were laid off. An Australian company has entered into an agreement to buy the mine, and it could reopen in 2020. Trinidad has also embraced the pot industry, but people expect a bubble. Then there's an abandoned $30 million golf and luxury housing development called Cougar Canyon. The spa and hotel are only half finished, and construction materials still blow in the wind. The complex has sat half finished for nearly a decade.
Yes, that one was tough.
Greg Sund was the Trinidad city manager until recently. Work on the project abruptly halted when spending ballooned. Then the bank behind it went belly up in 2010. Now it's tied up in court, and developers owe nearly $4 million of back taxes. But it sits at the base of what will be the new state park. I asked Sund if that would help sort out the Cougar Canyon issues.
We can get to the point of reviving all of that and give people the opportunity to buy lots, to build on them. Things like the state park will provide more and more ability and interest in people in doing some of this.
Even before the Fisher's Peak announcement, Dana Crawford, the developer credited with bringing Denver's Larimer Square and Union Station back to life, bought up several old buildings downtown, partly because of her longstanding interest in historic preservation. Construction is also underway on both a new downtown hotel and affordable housing for artists called Space to Create, backed by the state. Both are expected to open next year. And the new state park is a big part of the area's longstanding economic development puzzle.
This area and the Fisher's Peak acquisition speaks to the people that came here not only in the coal mines.
Again, the tourism board's Cy Michaels.
But, you know, my goodness, downtown Trinidad was the place before you went any further west.
And she says it will be that place again. There's already an ad about the new Fisher's Peak State Park set to go in the next Colorado Vacation Guide. It says, "You've seen it. Soon you can enjoy it." Opening 2021. For KRCC News, I'm Tracy Wall in Trinidad.